How does focusing on the illegal actions and misdeeds of governments, states, shadow or otherwise, help the Egyptian people now when they need it? Are the sacrifices they're making directed to the securing of their freedom only? So a structure that not only forestalls our unity, but even our ability to think authentically. And we have to start considering seriously the degree to which the exclusive focus of the punditry on scandal-mongering forestalls our thinking. It draws us into horror and despair, and it cannot release the critical energy of founding, what I wrote about in Beginning Again, this critical energy of founding that we need. It prevents us from doing the thinking we need to shake off power, the thinking that develops certainty. A structure that forestalls our unity and our ability to develop our thought cannot be the structure we need for generalized human freedom. And a tangled web of willing witnesses, of ancestors who want freedom for us, have assured us that freedom, the only authentic definition of it, is freedom from necessity. And if that's true, then the resources of the planet which allow for life exuberant cannot be made private, must be shared with all of us equally. This is, you think it through, there's no other conclusion to arrive at. So then the question is, how do we achieve that? And those are the conversations we need to be having, authentic discussions of a future that's different from what we have right now. So the resources of the planet cannot be made private, and that includes the resource called decision-making, called developing our thinking, the resource called using our intelligence to shape the world that works for all of us. These are capacities that must be shared equally, or else it's same old time. We're back to where we started. That's just the hard, clear truth that we need to begin our discussions from, that clarity, seeing reality. Moreover, if we recall that to do significant harm to the earth that we are all the stewards of requires the dull compliance of masses among us, then we can readily see not only that we haven't the means as individualities to make much mischief, but that we need each one of us to become big enough to see the earth entire. If we are to protect our freedom and the health of our earth, two ways of saying exactly the same thing. And if we move to such a world in which each one of us develops his or her own earth gifts, then we've moved to a world made exponentially more healthy just by taking us off leash and granting to us all equal responsibility for running things, as we all want to eat well, sleep well, and grow to our full heights. These tasks necessarily receive our first attention. Before that particle accelerator or establishing possession rights over the moon, the Egyptian people have shown us our cooperative spirit. It has shown us ourselves off leash. So this matter of infrastructure design is all about what works for humans. The earth is abundant. And we must help each other see that, to trust both the earth and our cooperative spirit so that we can move on beyond the narrow boxes of class. So the issue is, what design of infrastructure allows the unfolding of our full human possibilities? That should be our sole consideration in thinking through this question. So the difficulty in chief is overcoming what we've been taught to believe, which is because of structurally reinforced and enforced scarcity, that nothing is certain. It's just as Platonov said, a tiny few have hoarded all the certainty, and to the rest of us is left an endless quest to find it. And as we're kept ever doubting what our children tell us, what the earth tells us, what our bodies tell us, while we follow orders from above to pound recalcitrant life into tight boxes, told if we do, we'll one day find it, discover why we sacrificed our lives, while a tiny few already know. that it's for them our lives were lost, for them. They are the point and tire of all our stolen lives and accumulated misery, for them, to play pretend at being gods.